Recently, a TV series titled The Legend of the White Snake, starring 10-year-olds, or you can also call this 白蛇传儿童版, has become an internet hit after it debuted on the drama channel of Hunan Satellite TV. While some are astounded by the acting skills displayed by the child actors, others ask the question, is it appropriate for kids to perform such a twisted love story? And this is new. But the story, and also the original TV series, has actually occupied a special part in the hearts of so many people, older folks in China, I suppose. And now, why not let's take a trip down memory lane?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just to set it right. Just to set it right. Man, I'm just dancing to that. That's sort of jolting my memory a little bit because that comes from the original, the 1992 version of this TV series.
Good times.
When I was still a little girl in kindergarten. Yeah, Miss Nguyen-Hung-Lin, tell us about this remake. Why is it creating so much buzz?
Well, at the very beginning, I believe every of our listeners, just like us, are a little bit drawn in that music because it's like memory flushing back. So basically, this film was just a part of a TV talent show called Star of Tomorrow, 小戏骨. It was shown on the Hunan TV, and the production team selected talented children, adapt classic Chinese films and dramas, film the children acting the adapted scenario, and show the final films in the form of reality show plus short dramas on TV. Each episode of the show lasts for pretty much 30 minutes, so every film was cut into several short videos, each lasting about 30 minutes to be shown on TV. And basically, the 白蛇传 is not the first one. Actually, it's the latest one that we've seen on the TV show. They've also made Liu Sanjie, the white-haired girl, or 白毛女, and all these shows are being remade. And you've have to know that when I first see this, I thought it'd be cute and nice, and the kids are gonna act, or they'll try to act, and you see, oh, they're trying to do this, it's adorable. But if you have actually checked it out, you see that they've delivered some pretty good acting. It's like they are really being someone that's not them, and it's not even their age. It's like 8 or 9 year olds acting like 20 something or sometimes 40 something, and that is very impressive.
It must be, because by October 8th, when this these videos went online, so episodes and the promo video together had been played over 50 million times. Okay, so 50 million times one of the videos by itself, 38 million times, and it was reposted 41 million times, getting over 40,000 comments and having clicks go up into the 300,000 range. Guys, this could be a cash cow. People love it. But my question is, do they love it because these kids are great actors, or do they love it because they're kids? The thing is, and the argument I will make here, is good actors are, at any age level, probably most likely the older ones. So the best actors are often the older ones, right, with the experience and whatnot that we really love to watch. Like for me, Anthony Hopkins, I love him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think these people are watching these videos because it's basically like, to me it seems weird, but it's like kids fulfilling the role of adults. And that just, like I said, seems a little twisted to me.
Yeah, I get what you're saying here, and that was my original thought, actually. I checked it out online, and I checked out people's comments online, and it is safe to say that the majority of audiences were, they are actually having the thought that, oh, it could be cute, it could be fun to see this, and they go to check it out, and then they got drawn by these actings. It's like, I've seen so many comments saying that I was thinking that I will just check it out because I'm curious, but then I end up remembering all the acting the original TV show was like, and I was totally in the story, and I started to cry because of the plot.
Aww.
And I think they're just so amazing. So I can't say that 8-year-olds are already perfect A top-notch actors, but apparently they've got so many acting skills. And in this program, actually, you don't just see the TV series. You also can see how they make it. And there are veteran actors in the program acting like teacher, being like teacher mm-hmm. to help those kids to know how to act, what to think about when you're doing something and some scenes, and what kind of emotion should you have. So they are learning. And the kids, the children actors are very serious about their acting. They're not just playing or goofing around. They're serious about this, and they think it's kind of like a job. They wanted to do it right. They try to understand the story, and all those factors have made this a huge buzz on the internet.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting why people are drawn to it. I think certainly there's part of it about the remake, because you can see that these young actors, they're trying to imitate the acting that was shown on the older version, the original version of 1922. What am I talking about?
1992.
Yes, the original version. And so there is this sense of nostalgia, I think, for people.
Sure.
And just as the opening tune started playing just now, and it just brought back a lot of memories. That's interesting. And also, I think with this remake, it and the popularity of it, and then especially when you try to find out who's the audience, it's mainly adults. So I think maybe the adults are trying to, okay, this might sound wrong, get pleasure from looking at what kids can do. And there's a fascination towards that. And I wonder if that is like a very us thing that has been going on. Now, I wonder if this kind of attraction would have happened in a different country.
Maybe, but first, actually, I do want to address something that you hit the nail on the head, Hoyoung. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The target audiences was people born in the 1980s, so us, and that grew up in the 1990s. These people are, you know, starting to have kids and whatnot. So when they're having kids, they have these little toddlers, maybe about to head into the age range of these young kids that are performing these, you know, in classics. And so maybe they see their kid up there and they're like, oh, look at my little tyke. You know, all these kids are so cute. They're still in the honeymoon phase of having their kids. You know, the kids haven't maybe reached the terrible teens, is what we call it in the U.S. when you're just like, why did I have kids? But one thing I do want to say here is that there needs to be some, you need to be careful with this. And I'll tell you why, is because just like New Hong Lin had said, you know, these are professional actors training these kids. Obviously, the result is really great. These kids can act. But I'll reference Michael Jackson. And I will,
okay.
Because if you watch his documentary, the dramatized version of his life, you'll understand Joe Jackson pushed him so hard to be an adult and a professional on stage. This guy never had the chance to be a kid. And you see it in his older years. He has Neverland Ranch with all these rides and go-karts. He wants to be a kid. When you deprive a child of being a child, of having life so simple as just playing and going around with their friends, but instead becoming professional actors and having that stress of performing and performing to a certain level, which these kids will have to go through, you know, I think it's just not fair to the kids.
I have to agree with you on this, Ryan.
Ooh,
Price.
Music to my ears.
Yeah, and also I have to say that I've come across the idea that childhood is being created not so time so long ago. It's like we used to treat kids like younger adults. We don't treat them differently. We don't think we shouldn't talk about certain things in front of them. So at that age, maybe kids are just they have been exposed to the adult world so early, they cannot have the innocence part in their life, and that is not okay. But nowadays, we started to know that to have a perfectly grown, nice and complete conscious mm-hmm. as a human being, you need to have that innocence in your life. You need to be protected in a certain way. You should not be exposed to certain topics or things. And that is why we are talking about if we should protect these actors today. Because you can see all the plays they've been acting in. It's like, it's not all children's stories. It's not fairy tale. It's not like they are acting like their own ages, but just different characters experience different fascinating things. It's just like they are trying to act like adult. So they have to, in some way, understand the emotion of these adults, and they have to try to understand something maybe they should not be exposed to.
Yes, and I also think, you know, you make a really good point on the other end. I don't think they're ready for stardom. I don't think they're they know what they're getting themselves into. When you're a star, people follow you around, people try to find you in your day-to-day life. These kids just think, hey, this was fun. I enjoyed it. I got to do this. Look, Mom, I'm on TV. You're proud of me. Maybe they're not ready for all the weird stuff that comes with being a celebrity. You know, we hear about it all the time, but people following you and stalking you, or, you know, trying to find you, like I said, in your personal life. These are kids. We got to protect them. Hyeon, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you said they're kids, we should protect them, because I remember there's a Chinese phrase called, kids are 祖国的花朵. Yeah, if I mispronounce anything, then it's because of the jet lag, all right? I'm just going to say it straight, you know, just cut to the chase to that. So basically, flower buds that deserve to live in the greenhouse with full protection, that is our traditional view on kids. And I wonder if sometimes maybe kids are a little bit overly protected. I think this is not about protect or not, but this is about guidance. This is about how do we do it? Because Ryan, you did give the example of my idol, Mr. Michael Jackson, the late, great, magnificent Mr. Michael Jackson.
Jamona.
Yes, and I think his dad played such a huge role and such a negative role in his childhood. And you can see that it's had long-term and negative impact on his life. But also you can see other examples, successful ones, like Natalie Portman.
Well, she was a child star.
She was a child star. She was in Leon, 这个杀手不太冷. Everybody, you can check that out and
love it.
She's so talented. Yes. And look at her, where she is today. She's successful. She's still a huge actress. And she's even got degrees from Harvard. And she seems to be a pretty well-rounded person. And there are some other examples. So I don't think there's examples from both sides, which can't necessarily prove that being a child star is detrimental for everyone. I think it depends on how they're raised, what kind of support they have, and I know it's kind of like more of a risky way of raising your child, but I don't think it is necessarily a wrong way. So I think it depends on how they're being raised.
I think, okay, yes, it can be done correctly. I do think that it can be done correctly, but I think most often it's easy to fall into the kind of scenarios where you have a Lindsay Lohan who was on the Disney Channel for the longest time. Then she went to jail and she got into problems with drugs. Same with Macaulay Culkin. Man, I remember when I was a kid, I saw Home Alone and I thought Macaulay Culkin was the coolest dude ever. And I think every other American, you know, boy my age agreed with me. And because of that stardom and fame he had received, his parents ended up suing him for all this money, and it messed with his head. You know, when money and stardom and fame is there, it's amazing how many people want to come up to you and pretend they know you. Family members want a piece of that pie. And this is a kid. This is a kid whose life should be only as simple as, I want to go outside and play with my friend Todd. We're going to go play Ninja Turtles. That's my favorite. I love it. And then also eating sweets and, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, some kids might want a carefree childhood, a normal childhood like that. But there are going to be other kids who are into acting, maybe. And then they like the spotlight. They don't necessarily know what entails from the spotlight, but it could be like a really fun thing for some of these. So I don't think it's like a, you must do this or that kind of thing, but I think it does come down to the family's decision, mostly the parents' decision. But does the parent, I hope the parents are not like parasites to the child star. And we've seen sometimes that parent relationship to the child can be disastrous and monstrous. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think parents are very much responsible to your child's future, especially in this kind of case.
Yes. And to that, I don't really think, well, for me personally, I don't see being a child star any problem. My problem with this issue is just because if you're a child star and you're acting as other children, it's fine. But it's like they're acting as adults. And that is... Yeah. That is kind of weird. I'd like to reference another movie, very popular one recently. It's called Operation Mekong or 湄公河行动. For those of you who have seen it, I've heard so many people commenting on the children actors in that movie and saying that that is the most striking moment for them, seeing them acting as kids soldiers. So they do drugs, they kill people, and that is the moment you think this could not happen. Why is that? I mean, people doing drugs is apparently not an okay thing, but when you see kids doing that and they have this no sense of killing is wrong, it hits you. So basically seeing kids exposed to very weird and evil adult thing is not all right. That is what that strikes you the most, which is kind of a reason I think this series is so popular, because you're seeing kids do not normal things, not everyday things. You're seeing them acting as adults. So that is a striking part for you, but it's not necessarily good for them.
I think the State Administration of Press and Press Publication, Radio, Film, and Television would be very much agreed with what you said, because they've banned minors from participating in reality shows. I kind of am struggling to see the difference between this talent show. But at the same time, you know, this has happened. My concern is, are we sacrificing these kids' childhood for our entertainment? And that is concerning, because these kids don't know what they're getting into. They're children. They don't know any better. I think they just want to please their parents. And in many ways, that's just as simple as kids are. Like, you paint a picture, like maybe kids like to act. For sure, kids maybe do like to act, but do they like to act like a person working a 9-to-5 job and you know, doing all this serious grown-up stuff? No. I mean, I think a kid would love to act as Spider-Man. Yeah, I would have loved that. Give me the role of Spider-Man as a kid, and I'll run around the streets saving people right and left. It'll be super cute, because I would have been 8-year-old and running around trying to beat up bad guys. But at the same time, when you have me in these roles that have these, you know, sexual innuendos and very serious grown-up problems, I do feel like it is kind of sacrificing a part of this kid's childhood just so others can be entertained. And that worries me a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. That is a very good point, Ryan. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But still, I think there's another side to this, because I remember earlier on, a couple of years ago, sorry, my memory is just not with me today. Memory of a goldfish usually in today is just no memory. So a documentary, I think, or a documentary film, the last couple of years came out about child soldiers in Sierra Leone.
Oh.
And then I think there were some acting in that too. And I mean, child soldiers, I can't think of more brutality that goes beyond that. Yes, you have, or even with Kirsten Dunst, I first noticed her as a child star, as a star, basically, when she was like 6 in this movie about vampires. So that's kind of inappropriate as well, if you judge by, you know, the kind of standards that Niu Hong Lin and Ryan have set. But I don't think it's all negative stuff that you're getting from it, and if you can be guided the proper way, or, you know, I think it takes a lot of work from parents, and also kids cannot be overworked, and I think we do have a tight schedule for them that is strict, that it is required that they are not overworked in certain hours is the limit.
Protect your kids. Make sure they get what they need and what they want. They're kids first and foremost, not professional actors.
And if you really love these young actors, just be nice to them. Don't stalk them and don't be crazy fans.
don't abuse these
little kids.
These little kids that probably will grow up in the public eye. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, joined by the amazing and awesome Ryan Price. How can I not say that? Almost forgot, but didn't. And the lovely Niu Honglin.